Former Governor Eliot Spitzer surprised the city's political establishment when he entered the comptroller primary with only days to spare. WNYC's Janet Babin reports that Spitzer's lone wolf campaign was unable to capitalize on his early lead in the polls.
Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer embarked on a comeback campaign that emphasized his independence. But it may have been that isolation that did him in. Despite broad support from many African-American voters and a seemingly limitless campaign fund, Spitzer lost supporters as the race wore on. The major papers and unions endorsed his opponent, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer. With about 90% of the vote in, Spitzer took the stage alone to address supporters.
I'm proud to have run a campaign over the past 9 weeks that many thought was incapable to mount from the very beginning when we had to gather petitions. But we did it in a way that made me proud to revisit the issues we fought for when I was Attorney General and Governor.
Spitzer spoke all of 2 minutes, then quickly left the building. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.